And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 5th of April, 2015. Today is Easter Sunday, the end of Lent, the celebration of Jesus' resurrection from the dead 3 days after his crucifixion, a date based on the cycles of the moon. Jesus was said to have risen from the dead on the first Sunday after the first full moon of spring. So Easter can come as early as March 22nd and as late as April the 25th. The word Easter comes from the Anglo-Saxon goddess Oestre, the goddess of springtime, who once saved a bird whose wings had frozen by turning the bird into a rabbit. And because the rabbit had been a bird, it could still lay eggs. And that rabbit became the Easter Bunny. And there are records of people giving each other decorated eggs at Easter as far back as the 11th century. It's the birthday of Thomas Hobbes, born in Wiltshire, England, 1588, considered to be the father of modern political philosophy, who argued that all people are equal, but that we pursue our own self-interest, and so we are all at war with each other. And in order to gain some security for ourselves as individuals, we have to give up some of our rights to government. Government was there to protect us from our own selfishness, and we should reject any government that does not. The best government, he said, would have the power of a sea monster, a leviathan, which was the name of his most famous book. It's the birthday of the poet Algernon Charles Swinburne, London, 1837, born to the aristocracy, so he never had to work for a living, which gave him the freedom to be outrageous. He had wild red hair, he drank to excess, he screamed his poetry aloud while he was skipping around the room, and he wandered around Oxford at night screaming blasphemies, wrote poems about sex and sadomasochism and vampires, which shocked the Victorians and which nobody has read ever since. And it's the birthday of Robert Bloch, born Chicago, 1917, the novelist who created the psychopathic killer Norman Bates in his novel Psycho, which Alfred Hitchcock made into a famous movie. Robert Bloch, who liked to use comedy in his stories, he said, "Comedy and horror are opposite sides of the same coin. I have the heart of a child. I keep it in a jar on my shelf." Here's a poem for today by Richard Wilbur, entitled April 5, 1974. The air was soft, the ground still cold, in the dull pasture where I strolled was something I could not believe. Dead grass appeared to slide and heave, though still too frozen flat to stir, and rocks to twitch and all to blur. What was this rippling of the land? Was matter getting out of hand and making free with natural law? I stopped and blinked, and then I saw a fact as eerie as a dream. There was a subtle flood of steam moving upon the face of things. It came from standing pools and springs, and what of snow was still around, it came of winter's giving ground, so that the freeze was coming out, as when a set mind, blessed by doubt, relaxes into mother wit. Flowers, I said, will come of it. April 5, 1974, poem by Richard Wilbur, from his collected poems published by Harcourt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Throughout the month of April, their favorite poem project, Florida, invites Floridians to submit their favorite poem. Florida-based listeners can submit their nominations at poetryfoundation.org/favoritepoemflorida. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.